life.
This is Free Talk Live. You are listening to the live Sunday night edition of Free Talk Live with me, Stephanie.
And Brian.
And Mark.
We are here every Sunday from 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. And actually, Free Talk Live is here every single night of the week. So you get a Free Talk Live show, some fresh content every single day. You can follow Free Talk Live on SoundCloud, or you can check back at our website, which is freetalklive.com. The archives of the show are available as a podcast for you, completely free. And we appreciate when you share them with your friends, because that's how new people find out about Free Talk Live. So don't hesitate to share Free Talk Live's content. It's all there for you for free. And you can call us tonight at 855-450-FREE as we kick off the third hour of tonight's program, or call us on Skype at lrn.fm. Now, in the last hour of tonight's program, we had a call from Barry that we didn't really get to get too deeply into, and we're going to bring Barry back on right now. Barry listening in Idaho. Hey, you're back with us, Barry. So tell us what was on your mind about slavery.
Well, last Sunday I was talking to... I think the only one of you there at that time was Mark. And I kind of feel like you, after I made my comments, you kind of gave me a bad rap there that wasn't really the way I was trying to come across. I mean, what I said was that, I think that the public school system and the colleges in this country are trying to portray slavery in this country as the way they want it to be politically correct, if you will, as opposed to the way it really was. I mean, we had we're told that a handful of white people, white Europeans, sailed into Africa and forcibly took people as slaves, which, I mean, it defies logic that a handful of people can sail into a foreign country and forcibly take people. It was what I described at the time as a legitimate business deal, and I still hold to that it was a legitimate business deal.
It was legitimate in the sense that legitimate means legal, and at the time slavery was pretty legal. And what we pointed out in this the circumstance is that slavery as it existed in Africa was different than slavery as it existed in the New World. That people would work off slavery to some extent. They would, they wouldn't be held in bondage in the same way. They didn't have the agrarian lifestyle going on to near the extent that they do here. And that the purchase of an individual from African warlords and incentivizing the African warlords to get more people, to go out and fight more folks and get more people was really what was going on. I was taught in school that slaves were purchased from Africans.
But Barry, hold on a sec. I have a question.
That's what they're teaching. Excuse me. I'm sorry. I don't believe that's what they're teaching in the public schools, and the media is trying to get us to believe today. Do you agree with me on that?
I couldn't tell you what they're teaching in the public schools. I would never send my child to one, and this is the least of the reasons why.
It's been a long time since I've been in a public school.
But... Yes, sir. Hey, Mark, neither would I. There's one thing we can agree on. I got three kids, and I homeschooled all of them because I think the public school system is a disgrace, a broken-down piece of, a broken-down vehicle.
Barry, I know we agree on about 90% of things. We're just trying to parse out some specifics here.
So when I heard the phrase, it was a legitimate business deal to buy a person, immediately that set off a couple of alarm bells with me. I mean, do you think it is, would you consider it a legitimate thing to own another human being?
Of course not. And that's what I was trying to say, where I think I got a bad rap. I mean, I tried to make it clear. I believe slavery is a despicable thing, like anybody with any decency would. And mm-hmm. the fact is, it's I don't like history being told so it'll be something that we like to hear. I like history to be told so it's factual. I mean, otherwise, what's the point of having any history taught and even recording it?
Yeah, I think that I concur with you 100% on this. I think one needs to present it in a soft way, especially when one's talking about the touchiest and most taboo of subjects. And that's the way that black people were treated in the United States. You know as well as I do, this is a highly non-PC subject. And if to say it's legitimate, yes. By the definition of the word legitimate, that's true. But if one said something like, look, by the laws of that time, this would have been a legitimate business deal, not the ridiculous notion that a few dozen Europeans went over and enslaved, you know, managed to snatch up dozens and dozens, if not hundreds of people, put them on a boat and sail them out of there. That's ludicrous. You know, that's a way to make a statement that is softer. I guess the way I would put it.
Well, Mark, come on now, brother. Please don't tell me you're trying to get soft and politically correct on me.
I think that politically correct is a loaded term that is often employed by folks that want to toss in some bombast now and then. And I like to be, you know, I like to put a point across in a way that is the most convincing. And I think that one can be most convincing. You got to grab somebody with a headline. I gotcha.
I felt a lot better when I heard you say, Barry, that, of course, it's not okay to own another person. You know what I mean? I was a lot more open to hearing, like, the rest of what you had to say, if that helps, because I'm hearing this sort of for the first time.
Well, let me say something else then that I said last week, and I think it was taken the wrong way, too. And again, I find it, slavery is despicable. Who would want it? But, I mean, the thing also is that I said last week that I know, made me sound not nice, you know, but factual here, and being factual, the overwhelming majority of slaves were treated well. They were fed well. They were treated well simply because it's only common sense if you think about it.
I disagree with that statement. Because what you're using the term well, it's going to be defined by our standards of what well means. By the standards of 1840, what well meant was you needed a good master beat his slaves less. And that's what well meant at the time. I've looked into the human bondage. I've done as much studying as I can. This is one of the subjects I'm really interested in, is the idea, the way humans have enslaved each other throughout history. And it was commonplace to beat your slaves or your servants or your indentured servants or your household
children,
help
or
your children or your wife or your husband, for that matter.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, beatings were relatively common until it wasn't even until
they're still relatively common
early 20th century that people are even talking about the concept of not beating.
Well, will you give me this? You have some people who say own a trucking company. You have some people who take care of their trucks, and they do well, and their trucks perform well. You have other people who do treat their trucks poorly, their trucks do not perform well, and then their business doesn't do well. That's what I mean. It's only common sense.
It's common sense, but it's not terribly common, Barry. And, I mean, even if you look at management styles over the last couple of decades, you'll see that the managers that yelled at employees and struck fear into the heart of employees were what was gone after just a decade or two ago. That's what people wanted, because we're still in this paradigm. But you will agree with me that it's only common sense that you treat your employees well so that they'll want to work at your business. But that common sense wasn't common.
I agree with you on that, Mark. And like I was saying, you know, if you treated your slaves well and fed them well, as bad as it was to be a slave owner, as bad as it was to be a slave, if you treated them well, it's only common sense. As I said,
you're going to do better. Barry, thanks. Thanks for calling in tonight on Free Talk Live. There's more coming up here on the show. 855-450-FREE is our phone number. Bring up anything that's on your mind.
Free Talk Live reaches a lot of people, like as many people that might be listening on 125 radio stations and 2 XM channels and a darn big podcast, that many people. If you've got a business or a website that could benefit from international, largely U.S. exposure, if so, Free Talk Live is having a sale on advertising. With rates as low as $15 an ad, I have several packages from which to choose. You can send me an email if you want to see the packages. It's mark@freetalklive.com. That's mark@freetalklive.com.
I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest, Micro Plant Powder, and it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health. Micro Plant Powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Micro Plant Powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and Micro Plant Powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with Micro Plant Powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Micro Plant Powder. Available only at hempusa.org. This October, thousands of people from all corners of the world will descend upon Orem, Utah. But it's more than the fall colors or the snow-capped Wasatch Mountains that brings them. It's the semi-annual Great Utah Preparedness Expo at the Utah Valley University Event Center. It's the most unique preparedness event on Earth, with over 30 world-class lecturers giving over 50 presentations. Learn from experts about below-ground greenhouses, super winter survival, herbal medicine, bunker building, even urban evasion and escape tactics taught by SEAL team trainers. These people are the very best, and they only get together twice a year at the Great Utah Preparedness Expo. There's also over 100 vendors selling very unique preparedness, emergency, and survival equipment, plus solar and alternative energy products. The semi-annual Great Utah Preparedness Expo, October 11th and 12th in Orem, Utah. Sponsored by Youngevity. For more, visit superprepfair.com. That's superprepfair.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Welcome back to the show. You're listening to the Live Sunday Night Edition with me, Stephanie.
And Brian.
And Mark.
855-450-FREE is our phone number here on Free Talk Live. You can also call us on Skype. LRN.FM is our Skype handle on the show tonight. And Mark, You had something to tell our listeners.
Yeah, I want to tell you about forcefieldenergy.com. Been telling you about them. Going on 3 weeks now, and actually the limited time for the private placement is coming up. So if you're interested in Force Field Energy, it's FNRG. You ought to strike soon is what my advice to you is. Now, when you're looking at stocks, one thing you want to make sure is that a company has good leadership. They have good people at the helm. And the CEO there, David Natin, has already run another publicly traded company. This is his second publicly traded company. The first one was Pharmanet. He was in charge for 3 years. The stock price went from $9 a share to $63 a share. That's a 7x increase. That's great to be on board with that anytime you can. And so, could that happen with Force Field Energy? I think it could. These kind of numbers would not surprise me at all because I can see where they are so well positioned in two different markets. The revenue went up like more than 10 times in that time period, and employees went up more than 12 times. So there you go. The management owns 25% of the stock. They are locked into that stock until December 2014. They can't get rid of it. So they're going to be interested, but most of their pay comes from stock too. So they're very interested in this stock price, as you would want them to be if you were buying in. It's anybody can get the stock for Force Field Energy. It's FNRG, and just look it up online, get it through your brokerage account, whatever you want to do. If you want to get involved in the private placement, time is growing short. You need to do your research. You've got a period of time, but I'm going to stop talking about it here soon. Forcefieldenergy.com. Go to the website. Click on the Contact Us tab there. Get in touch with them, telephone or email, whatever is your preference. Forcefieldenergy.com. Contact us. Wow, investments do involve risk.
I think that's the first time I've heard you utter you need to do your research on the air, Mark. Right.
Well, it's a somewhat loaded statement. But if you're going to buy in, due diligence matters. I mean, I've done a certain amount here. But if you're just going around trusting everybody else, sometimes you'll do well, sometimes you do poorly. I've taken tips and done very little research and done very well. I've taken tips, done very little research, and done very poorly.
Mm.
Enron comes to mind. So,
were you invested in Enron?
Yes, I have not very much at all.
Uh-huh.
At the time, I didn't have much to be fiddling around with, but I've got some Enron stock.
Wow. All right.
And it's worth nothing.
Let's go to the phones. Benjamin is listening in upstate New York. And Benjamin, you just got pulled over, did you?
Yeah, I did. I got pulled over initially for a headlamp being out. But then
it's always how they get you.
Yeah, it's how they get me. So I'm sitting there for like 20 minutes. I've really got to pee, but they finally give me the tickets, which I don't know why you need a ticket for having a headlamp out. Like, I can tell it's out. I want to get it fixed. But then I find out, because I was unaware of this, that my registration expired in July.
Uh-oh.
So,
now, that ticket, you can't fix it and get it taken care of, can you?
Yeah. No. That's,
because the other is probably a fix-it ticket, they call it. If you get it fixed, you don't have a ticket.
Right.
Yep, that's what I got. So I was wondering if I could get maybe some layman's advice from you guys. Like, what do I do about the registration? Like, what would you recommend?
I'd recommend you getting your vehicle registered. Unless you want to do some kind of activism, right-to-travel activism, I'd recommend you get your registration fixed up and pay them their ticket as quick as you can.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Oh, no, you go ahead, Benjamin.
I was just kind of wondering, like, is there some way I could, avoid paying the fine? Like, I've heard that, what happens a lot in New Hampshire, you just push the issue, press for a trial, clog their system, and they'll eventually drop it. I was wondering if maybe I could...
Well, a lot of people try to do that, but unfortunately... it's not really that. A lot of those people are spending time in jail, intervening in those.
Oh.
They have to take so many cases to court that the cops kind of get to know them, and then sometimes they leave them alone. But it's really like unless you're willing to go to jail, don't try that approach, I would say. Brian, did you have something to say?
I can't afford it.
I was just going to say, Benjamin, I'm from upstate New York myself, and there's really no trickery to get out of paying it, in my opinion. There are, like, for the future, there are preemptive things you can do. Actually, New York has some really funny laws about that you don't have to show police your documents. And that you don't have to roll down the window for police.
Have you done this?
And no, I've never personally done it, but I'm aware. There's actually, maybe I can find the link and I can put it up on the Free Talk Live Facebook page, but there's a little piece of paper you can print out that you can put in your window, and this counts, as far as I understand, relatively legal, that says, you know, by this New York law, it's like 315S or something. I think that might actually be the number that says, you know, I don't have to open my window for you, and supposedly people have had some moderate success with that. But that's a preemptive thing. That's not something that's going to help you now, unfortunately.
Right. Well,
I'm a little skeptical. No,
I think I've seen that flyer. I think Fair DUI put it up.
Yeah, I follow
them on Facebook, yeah.
Okay.
Well, for this time, then I get that.
Yeah, what I would say is that, you know, you may have the opportunity to take this in and attempt to do some community service in exchange. That happened with me on a ticket. Say, hey, you know, can I do some community service in exchange for this? But that's probably the best bet you've got. And frankly, going to court, sitting there, spending your time.
That's like the opposite of freedom.
It costs money, too. So,
absolutely. Like, I work for a living. I can't really afford to... I can't afford to take time off to go to jail or really do community service or anything either. Like, I'm kind of pressed for time these days. And
that's
for
all I got for you, man. I hear you.
I personally just pay off the gang. I mean, yeah, I think of them as a gang, but I pay them off to protect myself and kind of just get as much freedom as I can. Because, yeah, the court activism, it sucks up your time, your day. I've personally got things I'd much rather be doing, so I just pay them off, and I realize that it's like paying any gang, you know?
Yeah.
All right, good luck, Benjamin. Thanks for calling us tonight. And 855-450-FREE is our number here on Free Talk Live.
It's, you know, protection money.
Yeah, that's what it is, plain and simple.
I can't figure out what the public safety concern is.
For not having a little piece of paper that you paid them every year.
For the registration. Yeah. I don't get it. Now, I can see why cars have to have numbers on the front or the back or both or whatever in order to be able to identify those vehicles and say, like, a bank robbery. Okay, I get it. That a certain level of anonymity on the road can be, can be dangerous. So, therefore, you know, if for whatever reason you need to be able to identify a car, it's fine to have some numbers on the back or the front or both.
Couldn't there be, like, a technological solution to that now, though?
Maybe now, but I can see why you would want numbers on a car.
Right.
And somebody may not have a cell phone or whatever.
Yep.
But I can't, for the life of me, figure out why those numbers need to be renewed every single year at a price of hundreds, in some cases, or at least dozens of dollars.
Yeah.
It just doesn't make any sense to me. It's essentially just another tax for the roads. And why not do that with the gasoline? Because then it's usage.
Indeed. All right. Well, our number is 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live. There's more coming up.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Times are changing, and violent crimes against law-abiding citizens are out of control. Protect yourself with legal, affordable, 100% made in the USA ballistic body armor. Available at AR500.com. Rated for calibers up to .308 Winchester. Packages including armor start at only $210. It's the right of every responsible American citizen to own body armor. Get some at 602-501-9607 or AR500.com.
So, you've decided to get prepared. You're not sure that a case of ramen and a couple of granola bars under your bed will cut it as long-term food storage anymore. You're in luck. At Emergency Essentials, we have all the resources to get you started. From three-day emergency bug-out bags to year supplies of food and everything in between. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Tonight, it's Stephanie with you.
And Brian.
And Mark.
And we're so glad you're joining us here on Free Talk Live Sunday Night Edition. Our number here tonight on the show is 855-450-FREE. You can call and bring up anything that's on your mind. You can also call us on Skype at lrn.fm. And I wanted to just let everybody know really quick, not to toot my own horn or anything, but before in the show we mentioned that I do freelance voiceover work. So if you need to make your book into an audiobook, make a commercial to advertise your company, do a video narration for your explainer video, I do freelance voiceover work. My rates are really reasonable, and I accept Bitcoin, and actually I give a discount for Bitcoin. So you can visit my website at smvoice.info. That's smvoice.info, and thanks so much. So, all right, let's go back to the phones. Lauren is waiting patiently on the line in New York. Hey, Lauren, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind tonight?
How you guys doing? On the subject you guys were talking about before, you had the caller talking about personal matters. You guys were talking about slavery. I'd like to point out that we're all slaves to the Federal Reserve. We all pay taxes to a privately owned bank. They take our money and they decide to, which is going to tie into why I want to talk about arresting Obama.
Well, what else do you call it, right, when the federal government claims, you know, to own some portion of your labor, right? It's That sounds like slavery to me.
Right. I mean, if a slave, obviously a slave owner isn't going to get 100% out of, you know, the sort of the profit of someone's labor. You've got to have housing, you've got to have food, you've got to have clothing, you've got to have medical care of some rudimentary level.
So you make them think they're free.
If you're at 80% or something like that, I don't know. I did have this conversation with Jeffrey Tucker and while I was at Freedom Fest, and I thought it was very interesting. You can find it at Edgington Post. It's at, you'd have to go to soundcloud.freetalklive.com. You can probably search for it there. Anyway, in that circumstance, and so when you're talking about, say, you're getting 80% of slaves work, but a slave doesn't work as hard as a person who's doing the work that they want to do and believes that they're free when they're doing it. So if you can take 40 or 50 or 60%, depending on how well somebody's paid, and if you can add all the taxes that they have to pay up, and if they're a business owner or not, then you may very well be getting more money out of the most productive people in your society by letting them be free than by allowing slavery. I don't know. I think that slavery was probably a pretty lucrative thing, but it might, I think it's
it
really just borderline in comparison.
Yeah.
Well,
go ahead, Lauren.
Yeah, I'd also like to talk about what's going on in Syria. I called in a couple of months ago and I talked about it. Things are looking pretty bad right now, I would say, because of what Iran is saying and what Russia is doing. Russia every 2 weeks seems to be giving a new weapon system to Assad. And Iran came out, I don't know if you guys heard it, but a strategic expert in Iran came out and said that he's going to rape Obama's daughters. And it's just the rhetoric is starting to get crazy and, you know, from both sides, from the Americans and the American hierarchy and the Iranian hierarchy. And I just know that this is what I know. I mean, I know that the Iranians are going to go all the way and the Russians are going to go all the way. And, you know, it's World War III. And there's only one way to prevent this. It's to, and it's to arrest these people who, quote-unquote, lead us when they really don't lead us.
Who's going to arrest them?
Well, citizens arrest. Obama has broken the Constitution many times, numerous times. The NDAA recited the Patriot Act into law. Obamacare, continuing the conflicts in Iraq and Afghanistan. By
seems like it may not go too well for somebody who tries to do a citizen's arrest on government people.
Well, I mean, it's either that or World War III. So.
Well, I don't know. I'm not 100% sure that Obama's going to get what he wanted initially on this one. It
There's
looks like
four warships sitting off the coast of Syria. And
that much is true, Lauren. I'm not arguing with you on that one. That's absolutely true. And it may very well be that you see some sort of special forces insertion that's kind of deniable or something that that goes on instead. I think it's more likely. We're on the precipice of a perhaps World War III. I'm not going to argue that, but you know, the idea that anybody is going to be able to do a citizen's arrest on Barack Obama sounds ridiculous.
Oh, you can't even get within 50 feet of him, right?
I want to make something pretty clear that, like, the Iranians and the Russians, as in the people, they don't want any of this business either.
It's the government.
I mean, really, especially Iranians, they are some of the most, quite frankly, they are some of the most peaceful people you'll find anywhere on the planet, perhaps more peaceful than 90% of Americans. So it is just, I know you're not, I know what you meant when you said that, Lauren. I just wanted to make sure it's clear for all the listeners that it's the governments that are going to go after each other, not the people.
I think they understand the situation. What's happening basically is that the people who control our country, some call them globalists, Illuminati, whatever, however you want to call them, they want to cut down on Russia. They want to cut down on Iran. There's already terrorist attacks taking place in Iran. Press TV has covered it many times. Al-Qaeda agents who are controlled by the CIA go into Iran daily and they blow things up. Same thing in Russia with the Chechnya crap that's going on over there. The CIA controls that. So this is what's happening. When they cut down in Syria, this is why it's the final point right here, because Russia and Iran, both governments and the people understand that if Syria goes down, they're next. They're next on the chopping block. So,
all right, so Lauren, I mean, are you planning to do this yourself? Like, are you going to participate in...
I'll do it myself if he comes to New York. That's word on everything I love.
You're going to do a citizen's arrest on Obama. Okay, let's...
What do you imagine the citizen's arrest looking like?
Oh, it would probably be me going to jail or me dying. I don't really care. I'm going to die anyhow. I'm already dead.
Would you just use... Well, you are going to die. The chances are good. So far, everybody has. But are you going to use handcuffs? I mean, what's your... What would be the way that you would describe this thing happening?
I haven't really thought about it.
You just want to run up there and get arrested?
I don't know. I want to make a good attempt on grabbing his hands and taking him.
Okay.
Lauren, thanks for the call tonight. I feel sad when I hear that.
I don't think it's a solution.
Nothing to lose,
but
right?
I think that it shows the desperation that people feel in these circumstances.
Yeah.
I mean,
well, what else can you do?
I'm going to go ahead and advise against this. Yep. Everybody listening, don't do this. This is a bad idea.
Not my idea.
But
time.
You did ask earlier, what can somebody do?
Mm-hmm.
And the list is short. If you think that we're dangling on the edge of World War III here, and I think there's a good argument for it, what can you as an individual do to make that stop? And
stay alive and educate.
Right. You use Facebook and online media to educate people as best you can. Maybe hold a few signs, try to educate in that way. I don't think it's as effective.
Lee, go somewhere in South America or something like
that. What does that really do, though?
Well, it saves you.
Saving me from what?
Well, paying for the war that you don't support.
You could choose not to pay for the war you don't support.
Yeah, that's another way you could
withhold
totally
your
do that.
Taxes until they don't do this or something like that. So, I'm going to withhold my taxes. That's what the founding fathers did.
Sadly, the people in Syria, they don't have many options because a lot of them don't have the means to just get out of the country, right? And it's hard to do that. So,
I'm not as worried about my money as I am about the lives of these people, the innocent people that are going to be caught in the middle. As far as I'm concerned, soldiers sign up to fight and die for politicians. I don't know what else to say about that. So soldiers on either side that might get caught in the crossfires in this, I feel bad for them. I don't want that for them and their families. But it's the innocents that are always caught in the middle, and the innocents that apparently are talked about the least. No one seems to care about them.
Sure, but that's a mentality that on both sides that has to go. This idea of sacrifice, this idea of I'm willing to die for this country, or I'm willing to die for this ideal.
Yeah. How are you going to enjoy freedom when you're dead?
Exactly. If you have the wonderful ideals and all the morals in the world, then stay alive and just live them as best you can and show it to everybody else. Dying for this stuff serves no one, including yourself.
All right, this is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. We've got one segment coming up of our program tonight, 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Give me another L.
Give me a Z.
What's that spell?
Incorporation. Perfection. Success. Incorporate your business.
LLC. If you're about to start a business, these three little letters can make the difference between making a fortune and losing everything. Because if you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, you can lose it all. Your home, your car, even your life savings. That's why LLC.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners. With LLC.com, you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. Protect your home. Protect your car. Protect your life savings. Call 1-800-940-9829 for your free 10-minute incorporation guide from LLC.com. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy.
Incorporation, protection, success. Incorporate your business.
Call now for your free guide. 1-800-940-9829. That's 1-800-940-9829.
Iron poisoning, GMO foods, vaccines, and radiation are the means for population extermination. Iron is not a nutrient. It is a poison that replaces copper and accumulates in the body, causing destruction and accelerating aging. Iron is accumulating due to iron uptake facilitators, and copper depleters that have been added to the food and water supply. GMO foods have increased iron availability. Vaccines contain nanoparticle-sized parasites, termed viruses, that thrive and replicate in the presence of iron deposits. Radiation vibrates blood proteins, breaking off the loosely bound iron, resulting in vascular damage and accelerating iron deposition. These poisons work together to decrease lifespan and birth rates. The iron poison population has a lifespan that is decades less than the healthy segment. The poisoners enjoy secretly exterminating the real population below 200. 100 million. They try to change this at times and beat their maker. For further information, go to unveilingthem.com. That is UNVEILING them.com.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real, secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war, it's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Welcome to Free Talk Live. You're listening to the live Sunday night edition, and it's the last segment of tonight's show. Tonight it's Stephanie here with you.
And Brian.
And Mark.
And we might be able to squeeze your calls in if you make them real quick. 855-450-FREE. Otherwise, we've got some phone calls on the line, so let's get right into them. And we're going to talk first with David, listening in Raleigh, North Carolina. Hey, David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how's it going? So I wanted to talk about the Chris Cantwell stuff and I guess how Free State Project decided to officially disassociate with them.
Okay.
You know, it seems like a very unprincipled move on the part of the Free State Project board. I realize that, you know, they don't want to associate with what they call, quote, violent people, but, you know, they also state that they subscribe to the non-aggression principle. And, you know, I've read Chris's article and Mark and Rose's article and for that back then, and it seems very much like they're shifting away from NAP and just saying we don't want anybody that would dare defend themselves against a criminal, you know, being part of our group. So, you know, I'm not sure if I'm the only one that sees it like that.
I think a lot of people see it that way. And I concur with you that it's that the NAP, that's the non-aggression principle, doesn't distinguish between government actors and civilian actors, and, you know, that what Cantwell says, largely what Cantwell says, is not a departure of from the NAP. I think that, you know, but I think there's some debatable points on what he says, but what I found, I guess, not surprising, I'm not going to say anything beyond that, just not surprising, is that Cantwell inserted himself in the circumstance with the intention of badgering the board and the expectation that he was going to be disowned. And since it happened, I'm...
You think he was trolling?
He said he was on the air here to me. I asked the question two times, and basically, just to make sure that I understood what he was saying, and my understanding of what Chris Cantwell says is this is what he's gotten what he wanted, and I think he's won the PR battle on this one.
He's gotten a lot of publicity out of it, that's for sure.
But, I mean, you know, I guess I can't cry too many tears over what happened. He wanted it.
So, but I guess what I'm trying to get at is, you know, being that as it may, you know, the Free State Project, the goal is to get, you know, liberty lovers to uproot from where they're at and put roots down somewhere that's foreign to them for all intents and purposes. And so I guess why would anybody do that if they could be ostracized, for lack of a better term, for you know, making a politically inexpedient point?
There are very few people that this has occurred to. The Free State Project's been around for 10 years. I think it's been two people.
Somebody pointed out that the last time this happened, the membership was stalled significantly or whatever the sign-ups were.
Might have been the case. This was over the Freetown Project and the guy talking about prostitutes and, you know, that
bestiality.
Kind of thing. Yeah, the whole deal. It was crazy. I think it was an overreaction in that case and in this case. I understand where it came from.
Are we going to go audit every member of the Free State Project?
God, I hope not.
I am sure.
I'm not interested in the witch hunt, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, no.
But with the Cantwell situation, I guess, what do you think other people who might want to move think about an organization that's taken people on board that are talking about shooting cops? And how do you think that's going to play in the local media?
Well, you know, fair enough question, another way to characterize it is, you know, what are liberty-loving people going to think about a group that, you know, looks down on defending yourself against a criminal, in so much as that criminal wears a certain costume, right?
Or does thought crime stuff. Yeah.
I hear you, but you understand that turning on, by Cantwell's definition, a police officer turning on his blue lights behind you is an aggressor and, you know, worthy of being shot. So anybody doing anything on the roads that might get them pulled over basically has the right to shoot a cop. And I got to say, it's an incredibly unpalatable, unmarketable, and ineffective way to deal with tyranny.
Yep. I agree.
Right. Understood. I guess that sort of kind of dovetails to my next question, if you've got time. I'm sort of kind of disappointed in some of the comments that, yeah, I guess mainly Ian's made the last several nights about, how people that would, I guess, sympathize or take Chris and Larkin's position are somehow angry people. And I'll be honest with you, you know, I mean, I sort of kind of, you know, see where they're coming from and, you know, more or less agree with their position. I mean, not every blue light, like I just passed two of them, right? I'm on the road, if you can't tell. And
you're still here, so you haven't tried to shoot at any of them.
yeah, and I'm riding around with an AK-47 in my truck, so I could, but, you know, it seems rather violent. But I guess what I'm trying to say is I don't feel like I'm an angry person. I love peace. Peace is the way. But it comes to a certain point, a certain line in the sand, as some might say, where, you know, okay, you can't.
Yeah. Well, you can, David, you can call and take this up with Ian tomorrow night. He'll be here, and Free Talk Live is on 7 nights a week if you want to talk to him about that. I mean, I know Chris Cantwell has self-described as angry, so perhaps that's one of the reasons.
I believe there's a line in the sand, Chris. I just think that we're so far from the line in the sand that there's no benefit in talking about the line in the sand, that the people on the other side of the sand, that line, are so extolled and worshipped in our culture, that talking about the line in the sand is in and of itself a detriment to spreading the ideas of liberty. And
they've got so much power, too, that it's poking them is a dangerous act. You know?
And Ian used to be quite angry as I, when it came to these issues. And I can see why it informs his opinion on the subject.
Yeah, David, always the best way.
Thanks for the call, David. We got other calls. We got to move
on.
Thanks for calling. And if you want to talk to Ian,
just real quick, all these people that are ready to take up arms if this line gets crossed. But I think the line got crossed a long time ago. And all of you guys are dogs with barks, and that's it. And you've got no bite. And I'm not saying to go bite, because I don't think you can properly value another person's life to where you can take it. But this is just...
What's that mean, properly value another life?
Yeah, I don't think you can properly gauge the value of someone else's life to where you have the right to take it.
Okay.
And I think this is just so nuts. You know what I mean? They're talking and talking and talking, and it's just all talk. Rose, Cantwell, whatever. It's just talk. The Revolutionary War we talked about earlier, they got fought under such little auspices compared to what these people are complaining about now. And come on. Oh, boy. All right, I'm an angry person, but I would never take another human being's life. How about that?
Again.
Again. I've done plenty, and I'm done. Yeah. And you guys should be done, too, because, believe me, it doesn't do anything.
Yeah, Yeah, the violence thing, I mean, okay, we got some other calls. We got to move on. But anyway, Robert is listening in Bellows Falls, Vermont. Hey, Robert, you're on Free Talk Live.
Boy, I'd like to rebut that last comment that gentleman just made.
Well, make it quick.
Our own federal government, okay, they're closing in on us. We're not closing in on them. Should I be the one that's to just stand there and take the slappings or take a beating or take a bullet for them?
Are you going to start shooting cops? I guess that's the next question.
Well, no, I'm not going to shoot cops, but I'll tell you what. If I'm going to be shot at, I'm going to shoot back. That's just the way it is. You people have a wonderful night.
You too, Robert.
I understand why people are upset. I understand why they're frustrated. And, you know, you see too much police violence out there. I don't see a lot of police firing on people. And they have the opportunity to fire back.
Yep, I agree. I always wonder what they imagine this scenario being like when they come to take your guns or whatever. I mean, it's not going to be like that. And, I'm more interested in leaving before I would ever get to the point where I would think about shooting.
I mean, in most areas, haven't they already taken your guns? They've made them pretty much illegal or impossible for you to own?
Yes, they have.
I mean, that's what I'm saying, is in principle, all this stuff has already happened that these guys talk about.
Yeah, and it happens incrementally.
So live up to, live up or shut up. And it's just, really,
I don't want to see them.
I don't
want
to live up either. Like I said, I don't want any single human being on the planet Earth to die, ever.
Real quick, Lumpy, you've got the last words.
Thank you, humble heroes. I just want to say there's the only answer to stopping them, which is the state, is to move to New Hampshire and stop funding them.
There we go.
Stop giving them their damn money.
Lumpy, thank you for the call tonight. We're out of time. This is Free Talk Live. Peace. FreeTalkLive.com.
I want to introduce you to a new groundbreaking method of emergency protection. It's called Peacekeeper. Are you fed up with the so-called state protection services? Then Peacekeeper is for you. The Peacekeeper app empowers neighbors to send and respond to emergency alerts. Help Peacekeeper help you by going to peacekeeper.org. Watch the video and learn how you can become a force for good in your neighborhoods. Peacekeeper.org.
When a zombie plague brings civilization to its knees, one family takes to the Atlantic to escape the chaos and avoid infection. What they find is a sea of tears and a few good Marines. But can they band together to build a refuge of hope, or will they continue to live under a graveyard sky? Under a Graveyard Sky, from New York Times bestselling author John Ringo. On sale September 3rd, wherever books are sold.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.